You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Monday night, the Q&A with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. And of course, our beloved, honorable, respected, senior fadilatul ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, hafidhahullah. Yawm al-thulatha, the 28th of Jumad al-Ula 1442, which is also the 12th of January 2021. Our zakat nisab is 8,050 rand. Meher-e Fatim is 20,100 rand. Manam Ammar for Hanafis 420 rand. For Malikis is 140 rand. For Shafi'is and Hanbalis, no minimum meher. Our WhatsApp number 084-786-3132. That's 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 27 84 786 3132 plus 27 84 786 3132. Our beloved Ustad's email address is akhussein@gmail.com. That is akhussein@gmail.com. Our beloved Ustad's website address is muftiakhussein.net. That is muftiakhussein.net. Our beloved Ustad's Twitter account is at A.K. Hussein. That is at A.K. Hussein. I want to welcome, of course, our beloved engineer, Brother Lakolo, this evening here in Johannesburg, and our other engineer in the Durban studios. Let's welcome all our beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Company, the listeners of Al Ansar International, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, it's a beautiful night. Welcome to the program this evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم وعرفات جزاك الله خيرا.
Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, that what should the Imam do before and after the Fard Salah, Ustaz?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The messenger Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-Imamu Dhaminun, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, the Imam is responsible for his salat, the people's salat. So before starting the Jama'at prayer, the congregational prayer, the Imam should look at his right and left and see that the safs and the rows are all straight, and he should say, depending which part of the world he is, if the people understand Arabic, he should say, Stow, that is, straighten yourselves and so forth, your rows. Otherwise, in English, just say, straighten the rows. Or in Urdu, Dege Safek Durus Farmalije. So, words like that he should use. Second one, he should also announce, especially in this day and this age, every second person has his mobile and cell phone with him. So, he should request the brothers, please switch off the cell phones before the congregational prayer starts. And we all should know that before we enter the masjid and the mosque, we should switch off our cell phones. We know whenever we go for prayer, and then you will hear somebody's cell phone is on. So the Imam should remind the people of that. Third one, Suddul Khalal. Many a time the Imam will see on his right hand side or left hand side there are gaps. So he should tell the people before they start the second, third, fourth row, they must fill the gaps in front of them. There must be no gaps. So in that way there, that when they are standing, so it will be with no gaps for the shaitan and so forth. So that is what the Imam should do according to the teaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, after the salat, remember he should turn around for every salat, not only for Fajr and Asr. And this masla is called Insiraful Imam ila jihatil anam. That the Imam should turn around and face the people, the congregation, and then he says, Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah, 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 Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhul jalal al-ikram. Then the Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, the du'as. So all this you will find in Mishkat Sharif, Musta after the Ahmad. So the Imam should practice on the Sunnah, and the Hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif. Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha swalla salatan. When Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed the first salat, then aqbala alayna bi wajihi. What is Mubarak countenance and face Mubarak, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would face us, and the back Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam would face the Qibla, the Kaaba Musharrafa. The Hadith in Tirmidhi on the authority of Jabir bin Samura radiallahu anhu.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustad, nail polish, Ustad. Can a lady apply on it, Ustad?
Remember that nail polish for our sisters and mothers is not permissible. For all you females, whether you are young, old, married, unmarried, why is it not permissible? Multiple reasons. Number one, is it imitating the non-Muslim culture? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tashabba biqawmin fawa minhum. Whoever imitates a people and a nation becomes part and parcel of them. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. Secondly, a person has to die in that state and condition, then ghusl has to be done. So we have to give you a ghusl to bathe you, the water will not go through. Even you, while you're alive, then you apply that, you're making hudu and the ablution, the ghusl, the water doesn't go through. So sometimes the ladies say, no, that the water, the one they put the water goes through. Still we say that is not permissible, because imitating non-Muslim culture. And why should you practice on that when Islam gave you the best? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِئُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, follow me, follow my way, follow my teaching, preaching, and you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Did not Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam address the lady behind the hijab and parda and curtain and tell her that you should apply henna, you should apply mehendi, so we know that this is the sunnah for the ladies. So that is what Islam teaches. Islam gave you something, we leave Islam and go and imitate the West and the non-Muslim culture. How can that ever be condoned? Nay, it must be condemned. So you sisters should realize that this type of things, they must abstain from it.
Somebody says, Ustad, that my sister does not receive any money from her husband, Ustad, who is so rich. Can I give her zakat, Ustad?
In a case like that, for you, the brother or the father, to give his daughter zakat, not permissible. The onus and responsibility is on the husband, whether he's rich or poor, that he must provide for the wife roti, kapra, makan. He must provide the shelter, the food, the clothing, all the basic necessities of life. So in this case, where the husband is rich, but maybe he's a miser, or maybe he's very stingy, or he feels that the wife is very reckless and, you know, she is just spending year wild and so forth. Allah alone knows, we don't know. We just answer the questions as they have been posed. So whatever the circumstances are, the husband has to provide for the wife. And now to say, and is rich also, so if he is providing the basics, but you feel or your sister feels that no, she wants more and more, so you as a brother feel, let me give her zakat, no, it's not permissible for you to give her zakat. Likewise, for the father to give his daughter zakat, also not permissible. Why is it not permissible for you as a brother to give her? Because her husband is rich and the owner's responsibility is on him. So, but you are feeling for your sister, so give her lilla money. So in that way there you just transfer to her account, or when you meet her, just put some money in her hand and so forth. There are so many ways you can assist her and help her. But to give her zakat, in normal circumstances, for a brother to give his sister or sister to give brother zakat is permissible if the person is Muslim and they are really poor and destitute and so forth. We are answering this particular question. In this instance, for the brother to give the sister is not permissible because the husband is rich and the responsibility, onus is on the husband to provide. So they must just negotiate read the terms of reference and the terms of agreement and so forth, and remember that we have to listen to both sides' story.
Subhanallah. So Ustad, husband passed away. There is a wife, two daughters, one brother, plus one sister, Ustad.
In Islam, whenever a person, male or female, passes away, so remember the following must be done, and it must be done in sequence. So number one will be burial, funeral expenses. The money will be taken from the estate of the deceased. The estate is called tariqa. And if the family member, the son, daughter, or the brother, sister, or somebody, father, mother, wants to pay, so that's their prerogative, it's permissible. Second one, the debts of the deceased must be paid. The personal debts, business, corporate debts, all that must be paid to the creditors and must be done immediately and expedited to delay. Justice delayed is justice denied. So therefore, you can't say tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, all that haram. And you, the heirs and executor, must know that it is your father, brother, wife, husband, son, daughter, whoever. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyunihi hatta tugza anhu. Hadith authentic in Musnad Ahmad. That person will not enter Jannah and Paradise until and unless the debts of that person are settled. So therefore, we need to expedite it. Third one will be wasiyah. Wasiyah is to bequeath for non-heirs, like adopted children and so forth. So remember that maximum is one third of the net estate. So whether it was done verbally in front of witnesses or incorporated, mentioned in the will, so that must be implemented. Fourth, you come to the shares of the heirs. Just see, Maulana, I got all the heirs there. So yeah, this case, the husband passed away and he left the wife. So the wife's share will be 12.5%. Thereafter that, the deceased also left two daughters. So once you left two or more daughters, then their share is two-thirds. So we have the wife, 12.5%. We have, you must remember, the two daughters in this instance, so two-thirds. So that already plus minus is 79% approximately. So the 21% that is left, so now there's one brother, one sister. So there the residue remainder, they will inherit the brother, sister of the deceased, but the ratio will be 2-1. So 14% approximately to the brother, 7% to the sister. So that is how this estate will be winded up. So let's give you the shares again. The wife, 12.5%. The two daughters, two-thirds, one-third, one-third, and thereafter the plus minus approximately 21% that residue remainder, that will go to the siblings, brother and sister, 14% to the brother, 7% to the sister. So that is how you will wind up this estate.
So Ustad, in our family, my mother and sister and husband passed away recently, Ustad. What should we read for them, Ustad?
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Daily we are hearing people passing away. Friday we heard that our Haji Musa Manjra passed away. Then yesterday we heard our attorney Harun Khan, he passed away, rahimahullah. It's all people we know very, very well. Advocate Salim Khan's brother. So we find that every day the people we know, some we don't know. So sometimes it's so near, your mother and your daughter, sister or daughter, and then your husband, and then they passed away, and all in matter of 1, 2, 3 weeks. So what should you, the family, be doing and reading for the near and dear ones that have passed away and passed on? Number one, I appeal to you, O Ummah, each one of us should by heart and memorize these two verses of the noble Quran. Chapter 14, Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. Every Muslim should learn this, especially if we, our father, mother, grandparents have passed away. Rabbana ghfirli, O beloved Allah, forgive me. Wali walidayya, and forgive my parents. Walil mu'minina, and the believers. Yawma yaqumul hisab, the day the reckoning is established. So daily you read it abundantly. Surah chapter 14, verse 41. It's so inclusive and comprehensive, includes ourselves, our parents, all the believers, and remember for the day of justice. What a beautiful, powerful, potent dua. Then Surah 59, Surah Hashr, and this is in the 28th Juz, 28th part of the Noble Quran, verse 10. So chapter 59, verse 10, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. O beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive all our brothers, sisters who passed away with Iman. We cannot make dua and supplicate and petition Allah for non-Muslims after they have passed on and died. Yes, while they are alive, we can say, Ya Allah, give the non-Muslim Iman, Islam, give them hidayat, guidance, Ya Allah. But after death, then we can no more pray for them. Surah chapter 9, verse 84. So remember, this ayat is teaching us the same thing. Surah chapter 59, verse 10. Ya Allah, forgive us. When wali ikhwanina alladhina sabakuna bil iman, our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman. So read that abundantly. So first thing is dua and supplication. Number two, charity. Whether it is money, whether it is food, whether it is, you must remember, kind clothing and so forth and so on. And remember, the best charity will be water. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu's mother passed away. He came to Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi sallam and said, Inna umma sa'adin qad tuwfiyat. My mother passed away, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. It's obvious he was heartbroken, so said. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam understood. Habibuna, the messenger, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi sallam, said, Alma, water. Do something with water for your beloved mother. He went, he dug up the borehole, the well, فَحَفَرَ بِئِرًا فَقَالَ هَذِي لِأُمِّ سَعَدٍ, and he dedicated it to his beloved mother. So the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So each one of us, they had something to do with water, a huzukana, ablution facility, even one tap. Oh, you must remember, one bottle of water, anything to do with water, juice and so forth. So very, very good, mashallah. Second one, that remember, look at where there's a need and necessity. In our areas, we're building masjid 30, 40, 50 million rand. So not these kind of places, they won't even appreciate it. Go to the poor, poor areas in South Africa, Malawi, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and in all these areas there. And then the people, dil se dua niklega, they will appreciate it. They will make dua for you from the bottom of the heart. And it is sadaqah jariyah. It is that recurring charity for everybody. Make intention for the entire ummah, the global international followers of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who passed on, those who are alive, those yet to come, provided that they're Muslim, so that's fine, excellent. So number one, our dua. Number two, remember our charity. Number three, qira'atul Quran, read the Quran Sharif for the deceased, permissible according to all four schools. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah and Musnad Ahmad on the authority of Ma'qil bin Yasar. Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum, read Surah Yasin seen for your disease. We reject the Salafis and those people who say not permissible. So you must remember that totally permissible. You read Surah Yasin, you read any portion, part of the Noble Quran. Now, before Isha, after Isha, that you read two rakat salat and you say, Ya Allah, I'm transferring the reward to my deceased mother, father, husband, wife, whoever. So totally permissible. Likewise, you must remember tomorrow you want to fast. So you keep nafil fast, you know, voluntary, and you transfer the reward. So any good deed that is voluntary, you do, and you transfer the reward. So all that is acceptable, and you will feel a consolation in your heart. Al-mawta kal-ghariq al-mutaghawith. You went to the Val Dam, you went to Durban, Mauritius, you there by the ocean, and you see a person drowning, screaming, shouting for help. This is the example, al-mawta. Our near and dear ones, they are screaming, help me, help me. So how can we help them? With our du'as and supplication, with our charity, with our good deeds, and transfer the reward to them. And that is called isali thawab, and we accepted the ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah, totally permissible. And we make du'a daily. Allah marzukhum jannat al-firdaus. Ya Allah, grant all the deceased who passed away with Iman and Islam, the higher stages in Jannat al-Firdaus.
So will there be Umrah and Hajj this year, Ustad? And when will the new Islamic month begin, inshallah, Ustad?
Whether there will be Hajj and Umrah, there will be, we hope and pray. A Muslim, we always remain positive.
Ameen.
That husnu dhanni billah, ana akunu ala dhanni abdi bi, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that I will treat my servant as he thinks of me. So we must remain positive, daily two rakat salat, and we keep on petitioning, begging Almighty Allah Jalla wala, chapter 2, verse 128, wa arina manasika. Oh beloved Allah, you show us the actions related to Umrah and Hajj and pilgrimage. Take us to Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, obviously Medina Munawwara, before Hajj, before Umrah, after Hajj, after Umrah, whenever is convenient for that person, and forgive us, Ya Allah. We are sinners, transgressors, but we still have that love, and we have that affection. We want to come to the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. So we can't go anywhere else for the Hajj and Umrah, only Makkah Mukarramah. So please, Ya Allah, remove this bala and waba, this epidemic, and all these problems and obstacles, Ya Allah, and impediments. Ya innaka anta tawwabu rahim. Indeed, you are all forgiving, very merciful. Chapter 2, verse 128. Then you contact your agents, contact the embassy, and so forth and so on. See what updates they can give you. We can't say exactly, we don't know ourselves, but inshallah we remain positive. So inshallah you go for Umrah, or you go for Ramadan, or you go for Hajj and all, but there will be certain laws, we all know, and certain restrictions. So Almighty Allah make it easy and remove all these type of restrictions as well, and always beg Allah, Allah mahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su in Makruh. Ya Allah, you protect Makkah, Medina, the Haramain Sharifain from all types of evil and devilish activities. Allahumma tawhir al-Masjid al-Aqsa min al-Yahud al-Ghasibin al-Muhtaleen. Ya Allah, you protect Masjid al-Aqsa from the Zionist apartheid entity, wa man walahum, and those who are supporting them and those who are befriending them. So remember the enemies of Allah, their eyes are focused on Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak. Allah Jalla Wala, protect all those masajid and all the masajid throughout the world, Alhamdulillah. That's one issue. Second issue is, when will the new Islamic lunar month start? Remember, tonight, tomorrow is the 28th of Jumad al-Ula 1442. So that's Tuesday. Then Wednesday, after Maghrib, after the Salat, Maghrib Salat, we scan the sky. But the new moon is only 12 and a half hours old there in Cape Town, or 13 hours. So remember, we must do our duty to scan the sky Wednesday evening, but the chances are very, very slim. So Thursday will be the 30th, and then inshallah on the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, Friday will be the first of Jumad al-Ukhra. So this Friday, that light night of Friday, Laylatul Jumu'ah, Shabe Jumu'ah. So remember, the night of Friday, Thursday night will usher in the month of Jumad al-Ukhra. Exactly 3 months left for Ramadan Mubarak then. So each one of us, we should be knowing and reading the du'as. Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. O Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, that make this month, in this instant, Jumad al-Ukhra, Jumad al-Akhira, anyway you can pronounce it. So we just say Jumad al-Ukhra because it makes it easy for the people to remember. So in that way there, Ya Allah, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood, make this month a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, the entire ummah, wa Rushdin, and a month of righteousness. So everywhere you will find beautiful, wonderful du'as and supplications, and then the mercy of Almighty Allah envelopes us and enshrouds us.
Ustad, what do we read to protect ourselves and children from this virus, Ustad?
There are various du'as you should read. First du'a, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read this du'a excessively. And you all know it, most of the people, ummah, know it, but we don't read it excessively. Read it daily excessively. Surah chapter 2, verse 201. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban nar. Oh, beloved Allah, Allah, give us all the goodness that is for this world. Our health, our wealth, our honor, our iman, our Islam. So whatever is good, Ya Allah, and beneficial for us and permissible, give us that. And in the year after, give us the hasana, the best of the best. Jannat al-Firdaus, and seeing you, O Allah, your honorable countenance, and the shafa'a, intercession of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, meeting Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all that, waqina adhab an-nar, and save us, Ya Allah, from the punishment of the fire. So direct entry into paradise and Jannat al-Firdaus. So that is the first dua and supplication, chapter 2, verse 201. Second one, the hadith, read individually and collectively. Individually, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, O beloved Allah, I seek your protection, min zawali ni'matik, Ya Allah, all your recurring bounties, favors that are coming upon us, I seek your protection, Ya Allah, that you, Ya Allah, you snatch it away from us. Imagine we are living happily, comfortably, suddenly war breaks out, civil war breaks out, suddenly we in the grip of a famine and drought and so forth. So many things happen which we never ever dream and think about. So ask Allah protection, min zawali ni'matik, that you snatch away the bounties you are conferring, showering upon us. The hadith authentic in Sunan Nasai. Third one, for the virus and all evil dreaded diseases, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases, min sayyi'il asqam. Come read with me one time now. We all read together, and this is how we read collectively. The word changed a little bit. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah, inna na'udhu bika. Now it's plural. Inna na'udhu bika. Oh beloved Allah, we seek your protection. Min sayyi'il asqam, from the dreaded diseases. Then you got your babies, you got your infants, you got your children. Obviously they can't be reading. So you as the beloved father, mother, parent, you should be reading. What you should read? Surah chapter 46, verse 15, 1-5. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Oh beloved Allah, bring about reform, piety, goodness, good health, good wealth, everything good. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Chapter 46, verse 15. Powerful, beautiful dua. So read that and daily give some charity, 50 cent, 1 rand, 2 rand. That ittaqu النار ولو بشق تمرة. حبيبنا رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم said, save yourself from Jahannam and punishment and chastisement. Even if it's not a full date, it is just a portion of a date. So meaning a small amount also. But by Allah, it is appreciated when it is given with the correct intention and motive. Authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif. So therefore, that should be our ma'amur and our daily routine. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq.
25 minutes to 9 o'clock. We go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Stay tuned.